Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Moed Katan, and today we are learning Parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So we had mentioned that you're not allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, but for a Devar Aved, you're allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So our Mishnah is going to introduce us to the idea that even when it's a Devar Aved, sometimes you need to use a Shinui. Tzadin Esa Ishus Vesachbarim Mesdeya Ilanim Steya Lavan Kedarka B'Moed V'Shvius. You're allowed to trap moles and mice in an orchard or in a field of grain on Chol HaMoed and during Shemitah year, because it's a Devar Aved, they could destroy the entire crop. So even though there's no general Isra Malacha during Shemitah, digging a hole for a trap should at least be Asur Midrabanan, because it looks a lot like plowing. Whenever you're digging into a field, it looks a lot like plowing. So it's not an issue of Tzeda, there's no Isra of Tzeda during Shemitah, it's just Avodah Sakarka that's really Asur, but nevertheless, this looks a lot like Avodas HaKarka. The Chachamim disagree, however. V'cham omrim mistei ilan kedarko. In an orchard, you're allowed to trap them in the normal manner. Mistei alavan shelo kedarko. But in a field that grows grain, you have to use a shinui. Meaning, instead of digging the holes in the normal way, you stick a pole into the ground and you just jiggle it back and forth, and then you pull it out, and therefore there's a hole that's created, and you could put the net in that hole. So even though Malacha could be done for a Davar Aved, there's a difference between a Hefsid Meruba and a Hefsid Muat. For a Hefsid Meruba, you could do it even Kedarko. For a Hefsid Muat, you need to use a Shinoi of some sort. So in an orchard, the rodents will cause a Hefsid Meruba. So therefore, you could just do a Kedarko. But in a grain field, it will be a Hefsid Muat, so that's why you need to do a Shinoi. Umekarin es hapirtza b'moed. You're allowed to close a opening or a gap in a fence around a garden on Chol HaMoed, meaning you could put rocks in there to close the gap, but you're not allowed to cement them together, because even if ganavim or animals can get into the garden, the loss would be a very small loss, and therefore you're not allowed to cement it together, because that would be considered kedarko, and you need to use a shino if you're only preventing a small loss. Uvashvi is bona kedarko, but during Shemitah year, you could build even a brand new wall around your garden in the normal way. That does not violate any Isra of Shemitah. Now, there is a halacha during Shemitah that you have to be mafkir your produce so that aniyim can come in, but you're allowed to build a wall around the property, because the chiyuv to let people enter can be fulfilled by leaving the gate open. So you can have a full wall around the property and just leave the gate open, so aniyim could still get in. Now we move on to Mishnah Hey. Now, you're not allowed to do things that make you sad on Chol HaMoed, because the halacha is v'samachta b'chagecha, a person is supposed to experience simcha on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov. So the Mishnah is going to talk about a number of things that might be usher because they make a person sad. First one is about looking at nigei tzara'as. A person who has tzara'as is tameh, and he has to be mechutz l'machaneh, and he's not allowed to be with his family. So, but a person only has tzara'as when the kohen declares that he has tzara'as. So Rabbi Meir Omer, ro'nas anagoyim b'tchila l'hokel av lo l'achmir. A kohen can inspect tzara'as on Chol HaMoed to be mekel, but not to be machmir. Meaning a kohen can look at the symptoms in Chol HaMoed and say that the guy is tohar if it's not tzara'as, because that will make the person very happy. But if the kohen's looking and he sees, this is tzara'as, he should keep his mouth shut. Do not say that this is tzara'as. And the chum say, no, not to be mekel, nor to be machmir. You're not allowed to look at all. Because if you're going to find tzara'as, he'd be mechuyev to say what it is. He's got to give his honest goodness opinion and declare it what it is. So he would not be allowed to keep his mouth shut. So therefore, he shouldn't look at all. Another thing that can make a person sad, va'odam rameir, melakir adam atzmos av v'imo, a person can do likur atzmos to gather up the bones of his mother and father to bury them somewhere else. We do this all the time when someone is buried in chutz la'aretz and they want to move them to Eretz Yisrael or to Kivrei Avros or to Kivrei Avos. So if you didn't bury them in Kivrei Avos, you're allowed to move them on Chol HaMoed in order to bury them in their proper place where you want them to be. That's considered a simcha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Evel Hulo. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that is Avelos, meaning it brings to mind the loss of the parents and the death of the parents, and that's Avelos. The halacha is that we're actually Noeg Avelos on the day of Likud Atzamos, meaning we observe a day of Avelos on the day of Likud Atzamos. And two other things that are usher even before Yom Tov, because they're going to cause you to be sad on Yom Tov. Lo ya'or adam al meso. A person shouldn't cause people to grieve over their dead relative. V'lo yaspidenu, or give a hespid kodem l'regel shloshim yom, within 30 days before Yom Tov, because that's going to cause so much sadness, it's going to take 30 days till you stop thinking about it. So the Chacham said, you're not even allowed to give a hespid within 30 days of a Yom Tov. This is talking about not someone who just died then. This is talking about to schedule a hespid for someone who died a while ago. But obviously, if someone died right then you're allowed to be then you're allowed to be maspid. I think that's what it says. I think that if you look at the Bar Tanura, he says. He says differently, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. That the Gemara says that the concern is a money concern, that they would hire people to give a spadim, and we're afraid he's going to use some of the money he set aside for Yantif to hire the fellow to give a hesped, and that's why you're not allowed to give a hesped within 30 days of Yom Tov. So let's review again what we did today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that you're allowed to trap different types of rodents from your grain fields or orchards on Chalamoid in the normal way, and also during Shemitah. But the Chum said it really depends if it's a Hefsin Mord or a Hefsin Merubah. So in a Stay Ilan, you could do it normally because it would be a Hefsin Merubah. In a Stay Lavan, in a grain field, it would only be a Hefsin Mord, so you have to do it with a little bit of a shinoi. And the same is true when it comes to building a fence, around, you know, to repairing a fence, that on Chol HaMoed you have to do it with somewhat of a shinoi, so you're not allowed to actually cement together the stones that you're repairing the fence with. During Shemitah, there's no problem. You could build it properly, and that's not any violation of Shemitah. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said that there are certain things that you're not allowed to do because it would cause sadness on Yontif. So we had a machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chamim, whether a Kohen is allowed to even look at a Negat Saras. Rav Meir says he can. He just, if he sees that it's going to be Tamei, don't declare a Tamei. Whereas the Chamim say, no, you can't even look at it because you would have to declare a Tamei. Then another thing we said is Likud Atzamos is a Machlokas that Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to do that because that's a Simcha, to put the bury your parents where you want them to be buried. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's an Avelus, you're not allowed to do it. And then we said that you're not allowed to be Ma'orer about a person's about your dead relative, or to be maspid within 30 days to give a eulogy within 30 days of Yom Tov. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.